Welcome in a little emergency edition. That SEC podcast. We're going to try to do more of these when warranted. And let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can see me. As always, we just never quite know. But I also don't know about old DJ Lagway. Fall camp has not even started yet in Gainesville. It will start on Wednesday. And DJ Lagway injured already. Now, this isn't necessarily doom and gloom. But I want to shout out the guy that broke this news here. Zach Albaverde, Gators Online. Apparently, DJ Lagway, he's been spotted all over Gainesville in a boot already. So this is different than the shoulder. This is different than the sports hernia. Apparently, he got hurt in what Zach is saying. This is a new injury. A key thing, though, considered minor. Probably should have led with that. And may not limit Lagway at the start of fall camp, but hell, it may. And again, this is something that he got hurt with last week. Shout out our buddy Zach Goodall. He has confirmed that DJ Lagway is injured. Again, Zach also says ailment was described as minor, not a long-term concern. Florida starts camp on Wednesday. But again, here's the issue. This guy can't stay healthy. And hell, Billy Napier's career, the season, is in his hands. And he's getting surely to God, they're not hitting him, right, in practice. And they're not even in practice. Yet he's getting injured again. He's in a boot. I mean, this is not good, obviously. That's why I'm going live here. But if the guy can't even stay healthy, I just don't know what to make of this. This is the damnedest thing. Maybe he might be the unluckiest quarterback. And Billy Napier might be the unluckiest coach in the country. Good news is we don't need him for Long Island or South Florida. So DJ Lagway didn't take any reps during spring. Maybe he doesn't have to take any reps during fall. Maybe he doesn't even have to take reps the first 2 weeks. But at some point, he's got to take the damn field. And September 13th at LSU would be a hell of a place to break in. LSU should be a lot better on defense. Should is doing a lot of heavy lifting there. But I just don't know what to make of this. This is very concerning. Looking at the comments here, appreciate you guys coming in. Penny says, well, there goes the season. Again, this is not expected to be anything long-term, but who knows? They've been telling us that he's 100% at, exiting spring. They told us he's 100% exiting media days. I strongly know that is not accurate. And now here we go, and he's injured already. So again, and who knows? Again, shout out Zach. Shout out what's the other guy's name? Zach. Oh, they're both named Zach. We got to get people in covering Florida not named Zach to avoid confusion. But both of Zachs are saying this. They're being told this is not minor, or excuse me, not major. It is minor, but who knows? I was told, they are publicly also saying that this is not there's no injury concern, yet here we go again, injured already. And hell, camp opens on Wednesday. Will DJ Lagway be there? Oh, man, this is just depressing. I don't like any injuries. I don't like to see any of this. Because again, if he's injured, and how about this? I don't really want to go down this road or anything, but there was much made about adding Harrison Bailey, the transfer. He's played at, I think, three different schools, Tennessee, Louisville, UNLV, now Florida. There was much made of his spring game. I think he threw like five touchdowns and had like 400 yards. We were told at media days he can't beat out the walk-on who played last year that was god-awful against Texas. That I think his name's Aiden Warner. I'm sure he's progressed since then. But that's your backup. It's not even Harrison Bailey. Is what we were told. Now, maybe Harrison Bailey surpasses him during camp, but I don't know. Man, this is not good. And again, they're saying it's not bad, but I mean, the fact this guy's dealing with three different injuries now, I mean, something's got to give here. You know what I mean? So I just hate this for Florida fans. And again, hopefully, fingers crossed, this is nothing to be too concerned about. But I am officially, I'm not hitting the panic button, but I got my hand hovering over it, if that makes sense. Because this guy can't stay healthy. And without DJ Lagway is the one that unlocks massive potential for Florida. Without him, I mean, you tell me. Let's just say, and again, this is not going to happen, right? But let's say DJ doesn't play at all this year. How many games they winning? Long Island they'll beat. I'll give them South Florida. I think they're good enough to beat South Florida without them. Mississippi State, that's a home game, so I'll give them it. And maybe I'm not even locking down Kentucky, even though Stoops will probably be fired by then. Without them, I mean, we're sitting here talking about 4-8. With them, 8-4, maybe even better. So this is massive. And I hope this is minor, but I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned. And shout out, you know who I'm not concerned about? I'm trying to see who Horton hears you. He donated a membership to Colin. Shout out, Horton hears you here for this little emergency podcast. Looking for Horton's button here.
Apparently, Horton couldn't hear you, so he's gifting you a membership.
Appreciate you, Horton. Hey, Colin, welcome to the family. I hope you're a Florida fan. Well, really, I don't after this news. But if you are, maybe this has brightened your day. You're official member to the family. But, I'm trying to look at the comments here to see. You guys got any questions about this? I mean, this is just potentially devastating. And again, this won't be the injury that does him in, but also it could be. Sometimes, and I'm thinking of a famous Florida coach, Urban Meyer. I know for a fact this is not the case. DJ Lagway's a hell of a guy. He's a class citizen, right? But Meyer has put people in boots that were suspended and said they were injured is why they couldn't play, but they were really suspended. Maybe DJ Lagway, the issues that the serious issues that they're saying, oh, there's no issues. Maybe there's still issues. And maybe that's why you put him in a boot and you say, well, this is just a minor thing. He'll be over it pretty soon. I don't know, but this does go back to why all offseason chases. Well, how the hell is it over under 6.5 if this guy's God's gift to football? And my answer was because DJ Lagway could get hurt at any moment or he could be injured throughout the season. And now all of a sudden, Florida's over under 6.5. This was my lock of the year over. And it's an absolute lock under if DJ Lagway's hurt for a significant time. And I see we still got people filtering in. Shout out Tony. Missed it. What did he hurt? So according to Zach Albaverde, Gators Online, he broke the news. Florida DJ Lagway dealing with a new injury unrelated to the sports hernia, related to the shoulder. This is, he's seen in a walking boot. And unclear if he's going to miss the start of fall camp, which is Wednesday. But the fact that they're reporting this, the fact that Lagway's in a boot, something's up. And this is not good. It's not good. And I'm worried. Because, hell, we can't even get to the start of fall camp without our quarterback injured. This is as bad as it gets. I hate any injuries. Of course, we know that's going to happen in football. Camp injuries, arguably the worst, because they don't even get on the field and seasons, you know, come to an end before that even takes place. And now we got DJ Lagway injuring himself somehow before camps even start. So I don't know exactly how he hurt himself or how bad. No, they're not saying how bad it is, but I mean, the season's on the line here. Season is on the line if old DJ can't go. And this is very upsetting. And I don't know. You know, the silver lining, and this obviously a horrible, there's no silver lining for Florida. But for the rest of the fans, like LSU, Texas, A&M, I mean, you know, maybe you just swung a game. Maybe a Kentucky, an Ole Miss, a Tennessee. Maybe, you know, maybe you're looking at it, all of a sudden you're like, well, now Florida doesn't look quite as formidable, do they? So this is, that I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say. Horton hears you. Oh, he's talking about something else. Okay. How about this? And this is something we heard at Media Days. We were told off the record, so I don't want to say who told us or anything, but we were told at Media Days, DJ Lagway, yeah, we've all seen the video of him throwing the ball, right? He looked like $1 million, right? But I think there were short passes because we were told he's struggling to push the ball down the field 30 yards. That's what we were told about, what, a week and a half ago at Media Days. So I don't know. I don't know where the truth is, but the fact that again, this is an issue. Shout out Gunner. If you're Florida, do you play DJ not 100% early in the season? He's talking about for the first 4 weeks, or do you wait for 100%? Ooh, that's a great question. I think I would not play him if he's not 100%. Now your season could go sideways quickly, but I think you could go 2-2 without DJ. And again, that's, you're already off to a horrible start. Shout out Zach Goodall. You know, we had him on. We just put the video out, and you know, he said Gators need to go 4-0 if they're going to do big things this year. And I'm not doubting that, but give me, I want DJ Lagway close to 100% because that's the only shot we have against Texas, A&M, Georgia. And those are the games I think that'll really define your season. I think you could win every damn game, I think, with DJ Lagway at 100%. Now, they're not going to, but I'm saying, I think the team has got that potential. Hell, Josh, and I'm not alone. Josh Pate, he says this is a top 10 roster, right? To hell with what Cousin Shane says. This is a top 10 roster with DJ Lagway in there. So, yeah, can you upset a Texas at home? Can you beat A&M on the road? Can you beat Georgia? You were playing with Georgia last year. I don't think Georgia's going to be as good as this year. So, yeah, all these games are winnable. I'd wait till DJ's 100%. I wouldn't risk further injury. But, again, hopefully this is nothing. Hopefully he's back in a week or two. Or hopefully he's here Wednesday when camp opens. But the fact that he's been seen walking around in a boot, and this is leaked and this has gotten out, this is it feels like dark clouds right now over Gainesville. And this is a brink. This is the season on the brink, the make or break year for Billy Napier and his star player, already banged up. I don't think there's anything else to say. So. I'm at a loss for words here. Well, we'll be back, Steven and I. We're going to do a big fall camp preview series here in just a couple hours. I didn't even want to wait because I thought this news was too important, too big. This is what we've been literally talking about all offseason, the health of DJ Lagway, and now apparently he's got a new injury. They're saying it's minor, but just add it to the list of this guy that we've seen one year of him in college football, and he's been banged up, and now he's banged up heading into 2025 during this critical, critical year, a year that will potentially and should define Billy Napier's career down there in Gainesville. It's not been going great, stating the obvious here, but without DJ Lagway, I don't know where we're going here. It's going to be a long, long season potentially in Gainesville. It's never a dull moment, they say, down there with the Florida Gators, and it's starting early before damn camp opens. So I thought, you know, we'll be wishing the best for old DJ. We'll keep you locked in. We'll be back here in just less than 3 hours here on the channel with Steven. We're going to preview every single fall camp in the SEC. And I already know where we're going to start with Florida. So I appreciate you guys for tuning in for this little short one. We'll be back in just a couple hours. Until then, we'll catch you on.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.